von Hofmeister of Shell insisted that recent hurricanes had hurt his company too.
Katrina and Rita tore through the Gulf of Mexico production sites, blasted the refinery belt in the southeast, and roughed up the terminal and pipeline networks that feed products to half the country. Key parts of the nation's energy infrastructure were brought to a standstill. Recovery costs are estimated between $18 and $31 billion to the industry, and Shell bears its share of that cost.
There were rare moments when the oil men seemed briefly humbled.
My constituents, and I believe most Americans, think that somebody rigs these prices, that in the process somebody is getting ripped off, and they think it's them. So I want to ask, are you rigging the price of oil, or is somebody rigging the price? Who chooses to answer the question first? No volunteers will go the way.
No volunteers, indeed. But overall, business treated politics like an annoying diversion, an ignorant irrelevance in need of some basic education. Some senators were understandably angered, not least Ron Wyden, who's bringing forward a bill to cut tax breaks for oil companies.
Your companies have been charging record prices and getting record profits, but also getting record tax breaks.
Some here would like to hit the recent profits with a windfall tax. It was tried in the 1980s with mixed results. It's not likely this time. But this hearing was designed to embarrass the oil companies into investing more heavily in capacity, alternative fuels, and publicly spirited projects to boost energy conservation. Politicians facing re-election next year will be frustrated if none of that comes about.
Gita Haru reporting there.